I think that's impossible. Hamagni, you're behind the scenes guy in some of these big projects.
Yes.
You worked on a number of things before you came up with that this was going to work. So tell me just quickly some of the things you tried, other things for August celebrations that, were possible projects that didn't work out.
Do we have to talk about that?
No, you know what?
That's probably not a good one.
Let's not go into that.
Next question.
How did it come up, the biggest insect in the world?
So about a year and a half or 2 years ago, we were going to get Nikhil to come over and help us on the incense stick because he has an incense business back in India. So he sent over some boxes of material for us, and I started experimenting at, at Agni Press, and just on small sections, and it seemed to work pretty well, but I was still hoping that he would come. And so this year Nikhil managed to get his visa, and so as soon as we heard he was coming, he seemed like a good choice to oversee the more technical aspect of making the incense. So we're using the materials that he sent, you know, a few years ago, and also the new material that arrived today.
Experimenting with incense in a basement of a closed space leads me to believe that all kinds of things in experimenting could happen. What kind of things were going on as you're experimenting making the largest incense stick?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, basically you're making a dough, you know, similar to bread dough, out of a whole bunch of fragrant powders, wood powders, and then smearing it onto the incense stick and allowing it to dry. So it was a lot more of experimentation on how long it would take to dry, how thick we'd need to get it to be the correct scale for a real incense stick.
So is there some real engineering required in terms of building this thing? I would think that, there's a lot of testing to see. First off, you want to build this thing, and then it's got to work. It's got to smell.
Yeah, I mean, more of the technical stuff has to do with the incense holder, because the... we're pretty confident that the incense stick's going to burn, and we're confident that it's going to smell nice because we're using Nag Champa oil as well. But the incense holder and having it, you know, having the incense stick slot into an incense holder safely, given the weight, is a little tricky. And so that's why we have you, Don, our resident engineer, to deal with coming up with how to make that happen. Because it is a lot of weight. It's a long length. So it's quite tricky. The incense holder, by the way, is not part of the record. It's just the incense stick, but it turns out the incense holder is probably more work than making the incense stick itself, but it does add to the entire effect.
The incense previous record holder, what do you know about them? Somewhere in China, 29 feet?
Absolutely nothing. I tried finding a photo of it. I tried looking up how they make incense sticks in China, and I couldn't find much information. So we sort of had to just go with the intuition and our own experiments.
So the idea was 31 feet and make exact proportions to an Indian incense stick that you already have.
Exactly. So we had Bishwas help us come up with the scale, how much material you need to, like, part of the stick has material on it, incense material, another part will just be exposed. And also how thick the incense stick has to be. But obviously incense sticks vary in terms of length and thickness, so we're coming up with a version that looks right.
At this point of time, you've got about 24 hours to go. You're on target, it's going to be okay, nothing to worry about.
We are surprisingly on target now that the extra shipment of powders and stuff came from India.
So, I mean, literally you're at the airport today picking up 200 kilograms of material?
Yes, 200 kilograms of various powders from India, including jungle wood powder, jigat, sandalwood powder, and a whole bunch of other stuff. I have no idea. Nikhil is the mastermind behind the actual mixture.
In working on a project like this, headache, fun, worries, joys, combination of all of the above, or something else I haven't even thought of?
We've got a good team, that's all I can say. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely much more manageable than some of the previous records, namely the popcorn cake and the lollipop, which was definitely, the amount of work that went into those was just off the charts, and we probably burned out a few people along the way working on those projects.
How many guys you got working on this, you think, over the scope of the project?
I would say it's probably around 30 to 40 different people. But we normally have a team of about 10 to 12 people working at any one time.
Thank you.
All righty, thank you.